Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Ronald Brohm, CEO and president of Synalloy Corporation. The company trades on NASDAQ. Their ticker symbol is SYNL. And thanks for joining us today, Ron.
Sure. Glad to be with you.
Great. Always good to have you on. And start off by giving us an overview and description of the company.
Sure. Synalloy has two business segments. Our largest is our stainless steel business. That's our Bristol Metals company and Bristol Piping Systems. We're the largest supplier of welded stainless steel pipe in the U.S. With a wide variety of products from small diameter all the way to 120 inch in diameter. We also take those pipes and make them into piping systems for a variety of applications. Our other segment is our chemical segment. It consists of specialty chemical companies, manufacturers chemicals in Cleveland, Tennessee, and Blackman Euler LLC in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Great. And talk about the recent news regarding the company recently paying off over $5 million in debt.
Right. We have experienced weaker profits as a result of the downturn in steel prices and the lower demand for product as a result of the recession. But with the lower prices for steel, our cash flow has been exceptionally good, so we've been able to pay off all of our debt, and we're in excellent financial shape at this point with our full credit line still intact and our banking relationship still intact.
Great. And continue talking about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned the company is to keep capitalizing on them.
Sure. Our chemical segment for the first quarter remained profitable, and our metal segment returned to profitability. We did post 3 cents a share after corporate expense for the first quarter, which was a couple of cents below what was anticipated, but we were happy to see that picture change from our fourth quarter loss. It has been a very tough market with a lot of destocking going on with our distribution system. We sell our pipe primarily through the major distributors. And, of course, our piping systems are sold on a contract basis, working with the engineering firms on various projects. And the companies and markets that we serve with our piping systems involve energy, a lot of liquid natural gas projects. Last year we did a lot of installations for ethanol plants. We also have a big market in water treatment and wastewater treatment. We also sell to the paper industries as well as the chemical industry. We have a nuclear stamp. So these are all markets that we serve, and there are a lot of projects out there on the drawing board, but some have been delayed and as a result of the recession, and so we're doing a lot of quoting. We have a fairly good backlog of orders for our piping systems. It's not at a record high, but it's at a higher level than has been the case over the average of the last 5 years. So we feel like the piping systems business will sustain us on the metal side, even though the pipe sales are very weak at this point.
Certainly. And so talk about what differentiates Synalloy from other players in your sector.
Well, I think in the piping area, in the metals area, we're the only major producer of stainless steel pipe that has its own fabricating unit, our Bristol Piping Systems. So in a sense, Bristol Piping Systems is one of our largest customers. And so we produce the pipe, send it up the hill to create the piping systems, and that creates an advantage for our customers with regard to delivery times and versatility that we have. With regard to the chemical side of the business, we have a variety of chemical reaction capabilities at our two sites. We do high-volume condensation reactions at our manufacturer's chemicals plant and at our Blackman-Euler plant in Spartanburg. We do more highly specialized reactions that are smaller in volume but larger in margins. We do things like hydrogenation and epoxidation and methylation reactions. We also do grinding and spray drying of chemicals, and we also have the capabilities for condensation reactions there as well.
Great. And in terms of growth, Ronald, will the company continue to grow organically, or will you look for some M&A activities as a catalyst towards continued growth?
Yeah, we're always looking for good opportunities that fit what we're doing. There are a lot of companies out there at this point that are family-owned and, you know, weaker companies, and so we have our eyes open all the time for those kinds of things, and we would like to expand into different markets and expand our capabilities to our customers.
Good. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Ron, as well as that of some of the key management team at Synalloy.
Okay. I actually sold manufacturer's chemicals to Synalloy in 1996, so I've been with the company since then. As we got out of the dye manufacturing business and became more of a chemical operation at the Blackman-Euler plant, I took over the presidency for the chemical segment in 1999, and then became CEO on January 1st of 2006. So my experience clearly is in the chemical side of the business. We have excellent management in the metal side of the business. Mike Bowling, who is our president for Bristol Metals, has been with the company nearly 30 years and ran the fabrication unit, Bristol Piping Systems, for most of those years. He became president of the entire operation in late 2005. We also have a very experienced gentleman by the name of Kyle Pennington, who has been in the pipe industry for many years, who is our VP of operations. And we have a very strong staff at that location from operations through quality, marketing, and sales. And we have folks on both sides of the business, both the metals and the chemical side, that have had long experiences in the industry and long relationships and employment with Synalloy or their respective companies.
Great. Yeah, sounds like a very eclectic team. And what specific milestones has the management team set for Synalloy over the next year?
Well, certainly we want to be out there with all the bids and that we can possibly make, and we track on a national basis those projects that are out there. So our sales and marketing team are on top of those issues. We also are continuing to upgrade our continuous mills at the Bristol plant, and we believe in plowing money back into the company to make sure that our capabilities remain high and that our focus on quality is in the forefront. on the chemical side of the business, we're utilizing our customer bases on each side of the business with Manufacturers Chemicals and Blackman Euler to expand our roles with our respective customers and to try and enter new markets and new areas that we can serve. We currently serve about 25 different markets with specialty chemicals through our sales of existing products, and we're constantly keeping our eyes open for fits that we have with regard to our manufacturing capabilities that we can plug into the to the marketplace.
Great. And in regards to investors, Ron, do you think that right now investors understand the company's general direction?
Well, Synalloy has always been a little bit of a tough company to understand because of the fact that we are in two distinctively different businesses. Although we do serve the same markets in a lot of cases, for example, I mentioned paper and chemical industries that Bristol serves. We also cover those same markets in the chemical side of the business with chemical specialties. And there are other comparisons that I think we have outlined in our most recent annual report. But, you know, it's uncommon to see companies that are involved in two different businesses, so it is a little tough to understand. The company evolved back in the late 60s and early 70s when conglomerates, larger companies that were in many different areas of business were commonplace. And as I mentioned, the original business for Blackman Euler, which was the flagship company of Synalloy, was the dye business for textiles. Clearly, they had to evolve into other markets or they would have disappeared. In the late 60s, Blackman Euler went public, first on the American Stock Exchange and then later on the NASDAQ exchange as Synalloy Corporation, and that occurred after they had made some acquisitions in the metal processing area. The original purchases were companies that were involved in making textile machinery, fabricating textile machinery. Eventually, we found Bristol Pipe Company, and that was our largest acquisition and became the core business for Synalloy.
Thanks. Good answer. And once again, joining us today is Ronald Braum, CEO and President of Synalloy Corporation. The company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is SYNL and is currently trading at $8 a share. And before we conclude, Ron, what are some of the key reasons why Synalloy represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, we have traditionally been a cyclical business because of the pipe side of the business, and so we've had our ups and downs. If you look back within the last 12 to 18 months, you'll see that we were trading at a record high for us in the $40 range. We've been down as low as $2 a share. But the cyclicality comes because of the trends in the economy. When recessions occur, as they do now, as they have recently, the demand goes down for the pipe. The piping systems projects are delayed, and we see these what I call hunker down periods, but we always come out of them. And you know, traditionally we have. You can look back and see the company's long term history, and you'll see that this cyclicality has occurred. So, you know, I think I'm encouraged that we're seeing hopefully the end of this recession over the next year and a half. And so I think our stock has reacted the past few weeks on the upside, and I think that there's a lot of upside potential as the markets recover and we're able to begin shipping at more traditional levels for all of our products.
Great, great. And we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress. And it's always great to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to update our investors today.
Okay. Thank you very much for inviting me.